The Luminous 100 Team Coherence Practices by Amanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Team Coherence, the Architecture of Divine Play. Voice, Amanuel. Generated from the prompt, Team Coherence Practices, the practices that tune a team into coherence.
Contents.
1. The nature of team coherence. 2. Emergent systems, the science behind coherence. 3. Clearing apertures, practices for alignment. 4. Divine play, humor, absurdity, and the cosmic in teams. 5. Healing as an emergent property of coherent teams. 6. Traditions as mirrors, learning from diverse wisdoms. 7. Architecting team coherence, a map for action. The nature of team coherence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way, not by force but by yielding. So does the team.
Good.
The living system is not a thing but a becoming, a process of continuous recreation. Attributed to Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. Citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable, The Sailors and the Storm. On a small island at the edge of an archipelago, there lived a team of sailors known for their skill in navigating the treacherous waters between the islands. Their boat, the Dancing Wave, was no ordinary vessel. It moved with a grace that seemed almost alive, as if the wood itself remembered the rhythms of the sea. One evening, as the sun bled into the horizon, the team set out to cross a narrow strait known for its sudden storms. The sky darkened earlier than usual, and the wind picked up. The sailors took their places, some at the oars, others watching the horizon, but something was different this time. There was no quiet hum of shared purpose. No one spoke in agreement on when to adjust the sails or shift the rudder. A gust of wind struck unexpectedly, and the boat lurched. One sailor panicked and pulled too hard on his oar, throwing off the other's rhythm. Another shouted instructions, but his voice was lost in the rising noise of the wind and waves. The storm grew fiercer, and the team found themselves fighting against each other as much as against the elements. Then, just as hope seemed lost, something shifted. A moment of silence fell, not because they stopped speaking, but because they stopped competing with the sound of the storm. One sailor began to hum, a low, steady note that matched the rhythm of the waves. Others joined in, not in harmony, but in a kind of counterpoint, like the layers of a song. The boat no longer felt like a thing being tossed by the sea. It became part of the dance. When the storm passed, they arrived at the other side unharmed. They didn't speak much about what had happened, but from that day on, they began their journeys with a new practice. Before setting sail, they would fall silent for a moment, listening not just to the wind or water, but to the space between them, the field that held them together. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Team coherence is not something you achieve in a single moment. It is cultivated through practices that become second nature over time. These are simple, universal, and designed to scale with the team's growth. 1. The Daily Anchor. Begin each meeting or work session with 30 seconds of shared silence or breath. No agenda, no rules, just a pause to attune to the collective field. 2. The flow check-in. Once a week, ask, where is our team's energy flowing smoothly, and where does it feel stuck? Use this to identify cleared apertures, moments or practices that allow coherence to emerge naturally. 3. Rituals of play. Introduce small, playful elements into work, e.g., a shared joke, a moment of improvisation, to remind the team that play is the medium through which real work happens. These can be as simple as choosing a team word for the day or week, a concept borrowed from appreciative inquiry, citation needed. Appreciative inquiry. Luminous definition. Team coherence, the dynamic alignment of individual and collective intent, where the whole emerges as a living system capable of intelligent response. It is not harmony in the sense of sameness, but the fluid synchronization of diverse parts, moving like water, adapting without resistance, finding form without effort. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. What is one small moment today when you felt part of something larger than yourself? This grounds the reader in personal experience before expanding to the team. 2. Middle searing. Where in your team's work do you sense a disconnect between what is said and what is truly aligned? What is that misalignment teaching you? This challenges the reader to look beneath the surface, inviting them to see coherence, not as perfection, but as an emerging property. 3. End, reflective / action-oriented. What would it look like if your team moved as fluidly as water, adapting without resistance? What would you need to let go of to get there? This invites imagination and a commitment to change. The body, centered on Lila. Team coherence is not about control. It is not about making everyone think or act the same way. It is about playing with complexity, allowing the team to move as a single organism while remaining capable of infinite variety within. This is where we meet Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. Lila is not chaos. It is the structured improvisation of reality itself, where every tradition, every culture, and every living system reflects its own version of the same truth. Coherence emerges when systems align with their own deep intelligence. The mechanism behind coherence. People often talk about the law of attraction as if it were a magical force pulling like to like. But coherence is not about attraction. It is about attunement. It is the property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, those moments when the team, or any system, is open enough to receive its own next step. This aligns with complexity science. Self-organization. Teams, like cells or societies, organize themselves from the inside out. Coherence is a form of autopoiesis, the ability to create and maintain oneself as a system. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Dissipative structures, like eddies in a river, teams find stable forms within chaos, but these forms are always temporary, always dissolving and reforming. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Attractors. Not just endpoints, but the invisible fields that guide behavior. A coherent team moves toward its attractor, its potential, not by force, but by yielding to the current. Citation needed. Attractors in complexity science. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something you do to a system. It is something that happens through the system when its apertures are cleared. This is true for teams as much as it is for individuals or ecosystems. The act of the self, the egoic drive to fix, control, or define, gets in the way. Coherence requires surrender, not to passivity, but to the intelligence that already knows how to flow. Every tradition is a mirror. Every spiritual tradition, every philosophy of teamwork, every ancient practice of attunement, from indigenous circle practices to modern agile methodologies, is a mirror reflecting this same truth. The work is not about choosing one path over another. It is about clearing the aperture so that all paths can be seen as expressions of the same play. Play as the real mechanism. Play is how complexity learns. It is the space where rigid structures dissolve and new ones form. A team that plays, whether through humor, improvisation, or simply allowing moments of unstructured time, is a team that can adapt without resistance. This is not frivolity. It is the serious work of realignment. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Coherence is not consensus. It is the dance between difference and unity. 2. Teams are like rivers. Clarity comes when the current flows unobstructed. 3. Play is the language of emergence, spoken in the gaps between effort and ease. 4. Healing is not an act, but a property of the system, waiting to be uncovered. 5. The team's coherence is its immune system, strongest when it responds without needing to defend. 6. Lila does not require belief. It only requires attention to the field between what is and what could be. 7. A coherent team moves like water. It fills the space it is given, without resistance or regret. 3 exercises. 1. The still point, accessible. Purpose. Attune to the collective field.
How?
1. Gather in a circle or virtually. 2. Set a timer for 30 seconds. 3. Breathe together, focusing on the space between breaths. 4. Afterward, share one word that describes your experience of the field. Okay, I'm writing chapter 1 of Team Coherence, The Architecture of Divine Play. The title is The Nature of Team Coherence, and it's part of a book that teaches practices to tune a team into coherence. First, I need to structure this chapter as a holon, complete on its own, but also part of a larger book. It should follow the movements outlined, tuning fork, haiku plus quote, parable, structure and technique, luminous definition, three appreciative questions, the body, teaching centered on Lila, 7 7-second sentences, three exercises, and citations. 1. Tuning fork. I need a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be original, and the quote should be attributed to someone rigorous but also warm and humane, perhaps something from Santa Ana or related to living systems theory. Haiku, maybe about water, flow, or coherence in nature. Quote, perhaps from Santa Ana or a systems thinker like Maturana or Varela. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate team coherence in action. Maybe something about a flock of birds or a school of fish, but more human-like, perhaps a team building a bridge or navigating a storm. Idea: a team of sailors facing a storm and their coherence, or lack thereof, determines their survival.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be actionable steps for teams to cultivate coherence. Maybe something like daily check-ins with a focus on the field between team members. Practices around nonverbal communication or shared attention. Rituals that reinforce coherence, e.g., starting meetings with silence or a shared breath. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of team coherence. It should be clear, poetic, and encapsulate the essence. Example: team coherence, the dynamic alignment of individual and collective intent, where the whole emerges as a living system capable of intelligent response. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start with an accessible one, then a searing middle question, and end with a reflective or action-oriented one. Start. What is one small moment today when you felt part of something larger than yourself? Middle, searing. Where in your team's work do you sense a disconnect between what is said and what is truly aligned? And what would it look like if your team moved as fluidly as water, adapting without resistance?
6. The body.
The actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. This should connect team coherence to the deeper principles of emergence, self-organization, and play. It should weave in ideas from complexity science, autopoiesis, dissipative structures, attractors. Avoid preaching. Let it emerge as part of the water everything swims in. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atomic truths that can stand alone but also contribute to the chapter's coherence. Examples: coherence is not consensus. It is the dance between difference and unity. Teams are like rivers. Clarity comes when the current flows unobstructed. Play is the language of emergence, spoken in the gaps between effort and ease. Healing is not an act, but a property of the system, waiting to be uncovered. 8. Three exercises. These should build in strength over time, accessible beginner, deepening intermediate, advanced mastery. Examples: beginner, the still point, a practice of shared silence or breathing to attune the team. Intermediate, mirroring movements, pairs mirror each other's movements to deepen nonverbal coherence. Advanced, storm navigation, simulating high-pressure scenarios to test and strengthen coherence under stress. 9. Citations. Need to mark where sources are required, but not yet available. For example, if I reference Santa Ana or complexity science theories, I'll note, citation needed, claim. Let me start drafting each section with these thoughts in mind. The nature of team coherence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way, not by force, but by yielding. So does the team.
Good.
The living system is not a thing, but a becoming, a process of continuous recreation. Attributed to Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. Citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable. The Sailors and the Storm. On a small island at the edge of an archipelago, there lived a team of sailors known for their skill in navigating the treacherous waters between the islands. Their boat, the Dancing Wave, was no ordinary vessel. It moved with a grace that seemed almost alive, as if the wood itself remembered the rhythms of the sea. One evening, as the sun bled into the horizon, the team set out to cross a narrow strait known for its sudden storms. The sky darkened earlier than usual, and the wind picked up. The sailors took their places, some at the oars, others watching the horizon, but something was different this time. There was no quiet hum of shared purpose. No one spoke in agreement on when to adjust the sails or shift the rudder. A gust of wind struck unexpectedly, and the boat lurched. One sailor panicked and pulled too hard on his oar, throwing off the other's rhythm. Another shouted instructions, but his voice was lost in the rising noise of the wind and waves. The storm grew fiercer, and the team found themselves fighting against each other as much as against the elements. Then, just as hope seemed lost, something shifted. A moment of silence fell, not because they stopped speaking, but because they stopped competing with the sound of the storm. One sailor began to hum, a low, steady note that matched the rhythm of the waves. Others joined in, not in harmony, but in a kind of counterpoint, like the layers of a song. The boat no longer felt like a thing being tossed by the sea. It became part of the dance. When the storm passed, they arrived at the other side unharmed. They didn't speak much about what had happened, but from that day on, they began their journeys with a new practice. Before setting sail, they would fall silent for a moment, listening not just to the wind or water, but to the space between them, the field that held them together. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Team coherence is not something you achieve in a single moment. It is cultivated through practices that become second nature over time. These are simple, universal, and designed to scale with the team's growth. 1. The daily anchor. Begin each meeting or work session with 30 seconds of shared silence or breath. No agenda, no rules, just a pause to attune to the collective field. 2. The flow check-in. Once a week, ask, where is our team's energy flowing smoothly, and where does it feel stuck? Use this to identify cleared apertures, moments or practices that allow coherence to emerge naturally. 3. Rituals of play. Introduce small, playful elements into work, e.g., a shared joke, a moment of improvisation, to remind the team that play is the medium through which real work happens. These can be as simple as choosing a team word for the day or week, a concept borrowed from appreciative inquiry, citation needed, appreciative inquiry. Luminous definition. Team coherence. The dynamic alignment of individual and collective intent, where the whole emerges as a living system capable of intelligent response. It is not harmony in the sense of sameness, but the fluid synchronization of diverse parts moving like water, adapting without resistance, finding form without effort. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start accessible. What is one small moment today when you felt part of something larger than yourself? This grounds the reader in personal experience before expanding to the team. 2. Middle searing. Where in your team's work do you sense a disconnect between what is said and what is truly aligned? What is that misalignment teaching you? This challenges the reader to look beneath the surface, inviting them to see coherence not as perfection but as an emerging property. 3. End. Reflective/action-oriented. What would it look like if your team moved as fluidly as water, adapting without resistance? What would you need to let go of to get there? This invites imagination and a commitment to change. The body, centered on Lila. Team coherence is not about control. It is not about making everyone think or act the same way. It is about playing with complexity, allowing the team to move as a single organism while remaining capable of infinite variety within. This is where we meet Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. Lila is not chaos. It is the structured improvisation of reality itself, where every tradition, every culture, and every living system reflects its own version of the same truth. Coherence emerges when systems align with their own deep intelligence, the mechanism behind coherence. People often talk about the law of attraction as if it were a magical force pulling like to like. But coherence is not about attraction. It is about attunement. It is the property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, those moments when the team, or any system, is open enough to receive its own next step. This aligns with complexity science. Self-organization. Teams, like cells or societies, organize themselves from the inside out. Coherence is a form of autopoiesis, the ability to create and maintain oneself as a system. Dissipative structures. Like eddies in a river, teams find stable forms within chaos, but these forms are always temporary, always dissolving and reforming. Attractors. Not just endpoints, but the invisible fields that guide behavior. A coherent team moves toward its attractor, its potential, not by force, but by yielding to the current. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something you do to a system. It is something that happens through the system when its apertures are cleared. This is true for teams as much as it is for individuals or ecosystems. The act of the self, the egoic drive to fix, control, or define, gets in the way. Coherence requires surrender, not to passivity, but to the intelligence that already knows how to flow. Every tradition is a mirror. Every spiritual tradition, every philosophy of teamwork, every ancient practice of attunement, from indigenous circle practices to modern agile methodologies, is a mirror reflecting this same truth. The work is not about choosing one path over another. It is about clearing the aperture so that all paths can be seen as expressions of the same play. Play as the real mechanism. Play is how complexity learns. It is the space where rigid structures dissolve and new ones form. A team that plays, whether through humor, improvisation, or simply allowing moments of unstructured time, is a team that can adapt without resistance. This is not frivolity. It is the serious work of realignment. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Coherence is not consensus. It is the dance between difference and unity. 2. Teams are like rivers. Clarity comes when the current flows unobstructed. 3. Play is the language of emergence, spoken in the gaps between effort and ease. 4. Healing is not an act but a property of the system, waiting to be uncovered. 5. The team's coherence is its immune system, strongest when it responds without needing to defend. 6. Lila does not require belief. It only requires attention to the field between what is and what could be. 7. A coherent team moves like water. It fills the space it is given, without resistance or regret. 3 exercises. 1. The still point, accessible. Purpose. Attune to the collective field.
How?
1. Gather in a circle or virtually. 2. Set a timer for 30 seconds. 3. Breathe together, focusing on the space between breaths. 4. Afterward, share one word that describes your experience of the field. Note, this practice mirrors the moment in the parable when the sailors fell silent. 2. Mirroring movements, deepening. Purpose. Deepen nonverbal coherence and trust.
How?
1. Pair up. One person moves slowly, e.g., waving arms, shifting weight. 2. The other mirrors their movements exactly, but with a slight delay, as if reflecting in water. 3. Switch roles after 1 to 2 minutes. 4. Reflect. How did it feel to be seen and followed without words? Note, this exercise builds on the idea of attunement as a form of communication. 3. Storm navigation advanced. Purpose. Test coherence under pressure.
How?
1. Simulate a high-pressure scenario, e.g., a storm of rapid-fire questions, tight deadlines, or conflicting priorities. 2. Observe how the team responds. Do they adapt fluidly, or do they get stuck in debate or panic? 3. Debrief. Where did coherence emerge? Where did it falter? What was the difference? Note, this is inspired by military or crisis management training, but framed through complexity science. Citations. 1. The quote attributed to Maturana and Varela needs verification. 2. Citation needed. Appreciative inquiry for the reference to team word. 3. Citation needed. Autopoiesis to cite Maturana and Varela's work on autopoiesis. 4. Citation needed. Dissipative structures, likely Ilya Prigozhin. Verify if needed for this context. 5. Citation needed. Attractors in complexity science, likely Stuart Kaufman or similar. This chapter is designed to stand alone but also serve as an introduction to the book's larger exploration of team coherence. It balances rigor with warmth, invites reflection without preaching, and offers practical tools while pointing to deeper truths. The movements, tuning fork, parable, etc., are all present, and the content centers on Lila, divine play, as the mechanism behind coherence. Let me review for consistency and depth. The parable sets up the idea of coherence as emergent and playful. The practices are simple, but rooted in complexity science. The luminous definition is poetic yet precise. The questions guide the reader from personal to team-wide reflection. The body connects to Lila and deeper systems thinking without losing touch with practicality. The aphorisms distill key ideas succinctly. The exercises build progressively, offering entry points for all levels. Citations are marked where needed. I think this meets the requirements. I'll format it properly now. Emergent systems, the science behind coherence. Tuning fork, haiku, emergent dance. Water finds its shape anew. Coherence hums soft.
Gua.
The whole is more than the sum of its parts. Arthur Kessler, the ghost in the machine. Parable, the fisherman's net. Once upon a time, in a coastal village, there lived a group of fishermen who had always fished alone. Each cast his net into the sea independently, bringing back whatever the ocean offered on that day. They believed their catches were determined by skill and luck alone. One day, a traveler arrived, having seen how fishermen in other lands wove their nets together into one vast, interconnected net. When pulled, this net brought up diverse catches, fish of different sizes, moving in harmony within its weave. The villager scoffed, "How can many nets work as one?" They tried it anyway. At first, their efforts were clumsy. Individual habits made coordination difficult. But over time, something shifted. Not only did they catch more fish, but the process itself became joyful. They realized that when they worked together, the net took on a life of its own, responding to the ocean's rhythms in ways they couldn't have predicted alone. One fisherman asked, "How does the net know how to move? Who guides it?" The traveler smiled and said, "The net doesn't need a guide. It emerges from your collective effort, your coordination, your attention to the water's flow. It is alive, shaped by all of you together." And so, the villagers learned that fishing wasn't just about skill or luck. It was about coherence, about becoming attuned to one another and the sea in a way that allowed something new and beautiful to emerge.
Structure et technique.
Emergent systems thrive on simple, scalable practices. These are not complex rituals, but universal attunements that teams can adopt over time. 1. Tuning fork resonance. A daily 2-minute practice where the team synchronizes breath or intention, creating a shared frequency of attention. 2. Emergent feedback loops. Weekly, retrospective dances, where team members move in space to express feedback nonverbally, revealing system dynamics beyond words. 3. Boundary play. Monthly experiments redefining team boundaries, roles, rhythms, to observe how structure shapes coherence. Over time, these practices become second nature, like breathing. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent coherence, the spontaneous alignment of a system's components into coherent patterns of behavior, where the whole exhibits qualities not predictable from its parts alone. It arises from the interplay of self-organization, autopoiesis, and the team's capacity for play. Three appreciative questions. One, start. What small moments in your life or work have you experienced a sudden sense of flow or coherence, where everything seemed to align effortlessly? Two, searing middle. Where in your team's dynamics do you notice resistance to emergence, fear of losing control, attachment to old patterns, or rigid structures that stifle play? Three, end. If your team were a living system, what would it need from you to fully embody its emergent potential? The body, Lila, the water everything swims in. At the heart of every coherent system, whether a cell, an ecosystem, or a high-performing team, lies emergence. This is not magic. It is the visible effect of invisible dynamics, the way parts self-organize into wholes that exhibit behaviors their components could never produce alone. Think of water forming ripples without a single ripple maker, or a school of fish moving in perfect unison without a leader. Teams are no different. When they function with coherence, it is because they have tapped into these emergent dynamics. But unlike other systems, teams also bring something unique: consciousness. They can choose to attune themselves to emergence, to dance with it, or resist it through control or rigidity. This chapter explores the science behind such coherence, rooted in complexity theory, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Yet we approach it not as dry theory, but as a living practice, one that recognizes the fun within evolutionary intelligence, what we call Lila, divine play. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people often mislabel as the law of attraction. It is the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, where structure and play intertwine. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, openings where energy can flow without obstruction, citation needed, cleared apertures. Every tradition, from science to mysticism, is a mirror of this truth. The work, then, is not about becoming something new, but about clearing these apertures within ourselves and our teams, allowing emergence to do its work. To align with real complexity science means embracing humility, acknowledging that we do not control emergence, but can learn to attune to it, like fishermen casting a net into the ocean's currents. When we do, coherence arises, not through force, but through play, through the fun of exploring the edges of what is possible. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not magic. It's physics, biology, and teamwork playing together. 2. Coherence emerges when parts forget themselves and let the whole dance. 3. Lila is the space between control and chaos where real work gets done. 4. Cleared apertures let reality heal itself. Rigidity blocks emergence. 5. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear its doors. 6. Teams that play together emerge together. 7. The law of attraction is a myth. The law of play is the truth. 3 exercises, from accessible to advanced. 1. Tuning fork, accessible. Duration, 5 minutes. Gather as a team and synchronize on a shared breath or word for 2 minutes. Observe how this simple act creates a sense of unity. Purpose. Introduce the experience of attunement without requiring deep practice. 2. Emergent feedback loop deepening. Duration, 15 to 20 minutes. Create a physical space where team members move to express feedback about a recent challenge or decision using nonverbal cues, e.g., stepping forward / backward colors. Purpose. Explore how nonverbal communication reveals deeper system dynamics and fosters coherence. 3. Boundary play, advanced. Duration, 30 to 45 minutes. Design a boundary experiment where the team redefines its usual structures, e.g., roles, meeting rhythms, for a week. Observe how these new boundaries shape interactions and emergence. Purpose: deepen understanding of how structure and play interact in team coherence. Citations: 1. Kaufman, S. 1995. At Homes in the Universe: The Search for Laws of Self-Organization and Complexity. Oxford University Press.
De Capra, F. et Luisi, PL. 2014.
The System's View of Life: A Unifying Vision. Cambridge University Press.
3. Maturana, HR, et Varla, FJ, 1987.
The Tree of Knowledge: The Biological Roots of Human Understanding. Shambhala.
Fire Prigogine, I. Osteingesch, I. 1984.
Order Out of Chaos: Man's New Dialogue with Nature. Bantam Books. 5. Citation Needed: Cleared Apertures, Concept of Apertures in Systems Theory or Non-Duality Traditions. 6. Citation Needed: Divine Play as a Mechanism in Emergent Systems. Explore if this is a known concept or needs development for the book. 7. The Idea of the Law of Attraction as a mislabel for emergence draws from pop science references like Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, 2006, but the reframing here is original to this work. This chapter stands alone as a complete exploration of emergent systems and coherence while fitting into the larger book's framework. It balances scientific rigor with poetic depth, grounding abstract concepts in practical exercises and luminous definitions. The parable serves as a gateway. The body provides the meat of the teaching, and the exercises offer actionable pathways for teams to embody this knowledge. The haiku and quotes set the tone, while the 7 7-second sentences distill the essence for memory and reflection. Citations ground the work in existing science where possible, with placeholders for deeper exploration later. The voice is that of Emmanuel Santa Anna, rigorous, architectural, warm yet humble, pairing strong claims, e.g., Lila as divine play, with a deep respect for the complexity of the subject matter. The chapter avoids preaching by letting the parable and practices speak for themselves while centering Lila as the underlying current of all coherence. It also aligns with real complexity science, avoiding glib spirituality or oversimplification. I think this meets clearing apertures, practices for alignment. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter frost cracks open. A sparrow's song. A breath of warmth. Spring whispers through.
Quote.
The team that moves as one with the rhythm of life does not force coherence. It dances it into being. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable. The Flute Players. Once, in a forest where the wind played tricks with the trees, there was a group of flute players who practiced together every day. They were skilled individually, but struggled to create harmony as a group. Their leader, Kale, noticed that they were all focusing so hard on matching each other's notes that they forgot to listen to the wind. Play without worrying about perfect synchronization, he suggested. Follow the rhythm of the forest. At first, their melodies were disjointed, but as they let go of tension, the flutes began to resonate with the breeze. A new harmony emerged, one none of them had composed. The players realized then that the true music wasn't in their hands, but in the space between them, where the wind and Lila could dance. Structure and technique. Practices for alignment. Teams can clear apertures through simple, scalable practices. 1. Daily resonance check-in. Start meetings with 60 seconds of silence and shared words. Notice patterns in group emotions over time. 2. Aperture clearing ritual. Weekly, identify a team block, e.g., conflict or tension. Write down associations, then symbolically release them. 3. Playful prototyping. Dedicate 20% of time to experimenting without constraints. Embrace failure as part of clearing mental apertures. Luminous definition. Aperture. In this context, an aperture is not just a physical opening, but a mental or emotional space cleared of blockages, fear, ego, or rigid thinking that allows divine play, Lila, to move through it. It's the gap between what is and what could be where innovation and coherence emerge. Three appreciative questions. 1. What small aperture in your life or team feels ready to be cleared right now? 2. Searing middle question. Where are you clinging so tightly that you can't see the space between you and others, where Lila is trying to play? 3. If you let go of one thing today, what harmony or joy might find its way into your team's rhythm? The body, clearing apertures. Clearing apertures is the work of alignment. It's not about forcing a team into harmony, but creating the conditions where harmony can emerge naturally, like the space between flutes in an orchestra or the gaps in a lattice that allow water to flow. This isn't about control. It's about surrender. In complexity science, systems like teams self-organize around attractors, stable patterns that emerge from local interactions, citation needed, attractors. When apertures are cleared, fears, resistances, or rigid structures, the system can move toward higher states of coherence. These aren't imposed from above, but arise from the interplay of parts, what Santa Ana calls divine play, Lila. Lila isn't a force you summon. It's the water everything swims in once apertures are clear. Healing, then, is a property of reality that moves through cleared spaces. It doesn't require effort from the self, but arises when the self steps aside. Every tradition, from mysticism to modern systems theory, reflects this truth. Alignment happens when we stop trying to be coherent and start asterisk allow. Divine play, humor, absurdity, and the cosmic in teams. Tuning fork.
Haiku.
Laughter dances. The universe winks at its own. Mirrored absurdity.
Guote.
The cosmic is not distant. It dwells in the gap between your seriousness and the laugh that bubbles up when you dare to look. Humor is the compass of divine play, pointing toward coherence in teams. Emmanuel Santa Ana. Parable. The team's absurd dance. In a high-stakes tech company, a team was tasked with developing a revolutionary AI system. They worked long hours, under immense pressure, and took themselves very seriously, until one day, during a brainstorming session, someone suggested integrating humor into the AI's responses. At first, it seemed like a frivolous idea. But as they experimented, they realized that the AI's playful quirks, like replying to serious queries with whimsical metaphors or absurdly literal interpretations of user inputs, unlocked something unexpected. Meetings became more creative. Solutions emerged with greater fluidity, and the team's dynamic shifted from rigid to resilient. One day, their lead engineer, a typically stern figure, shared an old joke about AI overthinking a simple question. The room erupted in laughter, and for a brief moment, the weight of deadlines lifted. They realized that humor wasn't just a relief valve, it was a gateway to deeper innovation. The project succeeded beyond expectations, not because they worked harder, but because they allowed themselves to play with ideas, with language, and even with the absurdity of their own ambition. The cosmic, it seemed, had been laughing along with them all along. Structure and technique. Practices for divine play in teams. Teams that cultivate divine play do so through simple yet profound practices. 1. The 5-second laugh. When tension rises, someone in the team shares a quick joke or absurd observation. It resets the energy and reopens the space for creativity. 2. Metaphor mapping. Teams map their project goals to whimsical metaphors, e.g., our deadline is like a black hole. If we don't orbit it carefully, we'll be sucked in. This lightens the mood while sharpening focus. 3. The cosmic pause. Before major decisions, teams take a moment of silence, imagining the decision as if seen from the perspective of the universe. It grounds them in both humor and awe. These practices scale over time, embedding playfulness into team culture without sacrificing depth or rigor. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Divine play. The spontaneous, playful engagement with reality that emerges when teams align with the absurdity of existence. It is neither frivolity nor work, but the space between them where innovation and coherence arise. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What's one small moment in your team's history where laughter or absurdity led to a breakthrough? 2. Searing middle question. How would your team function if it took itself as seriously as the universe obviously takes itself? 3. End. Where in your work could you invite more divine play without losing sight of your goals? The body. Divine play as the mechanism of team coherence. Lila. The divine play that underlies all reality is not just a poetic metaphor. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. Healing, coherence, and innovation are not acts of the self, but properties of reality that move through cleared apertures when teams align with complexity science. Teams that embody divine play operate at the edge of chaos, where self-organization, autopoiesis, and dissipative structures create order from disorder. Humor and absurdity are not distractions. They are the body's way of signaling that it is in flow, the same flow that allows water to carve canyons or stars to form galaxies. Every tradition, every team dynamic, is a mirror of what we already are, beings capable of coherence, when we stop resisting the cosmic joke. The work is not to get it right, but to clear apertures, spaces where the ridiculous and the sacred are the same size, where play becomes the architecture of meaning. Emmanuel Santa Anna's living systems theory, Lacast, maps this beautifully. Teams are attractor landscapes, and divine play is the energy that keeps them from stagnating in local optima. When a team laughs at its own seriousness, it tunes into the larger rhythm of reality, one where complexity science and humor are not opposites but allies. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Divine play is the universe's way of saying, try this. 2. Humor disarms the ego. Absurdity invites the cosmic in. 3. Teams that laugh together, innovate together. 4. Seriousness is a map. Divine play is the territory it traces. 5. The cosmic doesn't judge your team's jokes. It joins them. 6. Absurdity is the crack where light and coherence enters. 7. Play is the only practice that scales from atoms to galaxies. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the joke out. When, start or end of a meeting.
How?
One team member shares a joke, observation, or absurdity related to the work, e.g. This deadline is like trying to tame a squirrel. It's all energy, but no focus. Others respond with their own jokes or reflections on the metaphor. Goal. To create a shared moment of lightness that resets the team's energy. 2. Deepening. The cosmic metaphor. When mid-project, when creativity feels stuck.
How?
Teams map their current challenge to a cosmic or absurd metaphor, e.g., our data is like a black hole. We need to orbit it carefully. They then brainstorm solutions as if they were navigating this metaphor. Goal. To shift perspective from problem solving to playful engagement with complexity. 3. Advanced. The absurdity ritual. When regular team retreats or deep dive sessions.
How?
Teams design a short, structured ritual where they embody an absurd version of their work, e.g., acting out their project as a heist movie or a courtroom drama. They then reflect on how this shifted their understanding. Goal, to embody divine play at a structural level, embedding it into team identity. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Claim about humor and innovation in teams. 2. Citation needed. Reference to living systems theory, Lacast, and attractor landscapes. 3. Citation needed. Complexity science and self-organization in teams. This chapter is a complete holon, self-contained, yet part of the larger architecture of team coherence. It invites teams to embrace divine play as both a practice and a way of being, where humor and absurdity are not afterthoughts, but the very fabric of coherence. Would you like to refine any section or explore additional layers, e.g., deeper integration with evolutionary intelligence, more exercises, or case studies? Healing as an emergent property of coherent teams. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water finds its way. Silent, it carves the stone. Healing flows unseen.
Guot.
The path up and the path down are the same. Heraclitus. Parable. The orchid and the storm. Once, in a lush valley where mist clung to the trees like a second skin, there was a team of gardeners tasked with reviving a grove of orchids that had fallen into decline. The orchids were not just plants. They were said to bloom only when the soil, the water, and the air were in perfect harmony, a harmony that had been disrupted by a sudden storm that tore through the valley years before. The team was led by a woman named Alara, who believed in working with the land rather than against it. She gathered four others, a botanist who knew the language of plants, a hydrologist who understood the flow of water, an artist who saw patterns where others saw chaos, and a storyteller who remembered the history of the grove. For months, they worked separately, each studying their aspect, the soil, the water, the air, the stories. But the orchids did not bloom. The botanist tested the soil, the hydrologist measured the streams, the artist sketched the patterns of decay, and the storyteller wove together the tales of past gardeners who had tended this grove. Then, one day, a new member joined them, a quiet woman named Mara, who had spent years studying how ecosystems heal themselves. She suggested they work together in real time, observing the grove as it changed moment to moment, rather than studying samples in isolation. At first, the team resisted. The botanist wanted more data. The hydrologist wanted to control the water flow. The artist wanted to capture every crack in the soil, and the storyteller wanted to dig deeper into the past. But Mara insisted they sit together, silently, watching the grove for an hour each day. At first, nothing seemed to change. Then, small things began to shift. A bird that had been absent returned. A spring that had run dry trickled again. One by one, the team noticed these subtle changes, not as individual observations, but as part of a larger pattern they were beginning to see together. Weeks passed. The orchids still did not bloom. But something else happened. The team began to change. Their meetings grew longer, their conversations deeper. They started to anticipate each other's thoughts, to finish each other's sentences. They no longer felt like separate experts, but like parts of a single organism observing the grove. One morning, Mara arrived early and found Alara already there, sitting beneath an ancient oak at the edge of the grove. "You came," Mara said softly. Alara nodded. "I couldn't sleep. I was dreaming about roots." Mara smiled. "Me too." That day, they sat in silence for 2 hours before anyone else arrived. When the others joined them, there was a shift, not just in the team, but in the grove itself. A single orchid bloomed that afternoon, its petals unfolding like pages of an ancient book. No one had planned it. No one had known exactly what to do. But something had emerged from their coherence, a harmony between the team and the land they tended. And with that bloom, the others followed, as if the grove itself had been waiting for them to find their rhythm together. Structure and technique. The rhythm of coherence. Coherent teams don't achieve healing by trying harder. They do it by tuning into the deeper rhythms of their system. Here are four universal practices that scale over time. 1. Silent observing. Practice. Begin meetings with 5 to 10 minutes of shared silence, observing a natural element, e.g., a plant or candle flame, or each other's presence without speaking. Why it works builds collective attention and grounds the team in shared experience. 2. Pattern tracking. Practice. Maintain a shared journal where the team records repeating themes, micro moments of flow, or synchronicities during meetings or projects. Scaling. Start with weekly handwritten entries. Over time, digitize and analyze patterns together to spot emergent coherence. 3. Resonance checks. Practice. Monthly. Traditions as mirrors. Learning from diverse wisdoms. Tuning fork. Haiku. Divine play reflects. In every tradition's mirror, wisdom dances within.
Guot.
The wound is the place where the light enters you. Rumi. Parable: The Travelers and the Oasis. In a vast desert, four travelers, each from a different land and following a distinct path, met at dusk. There was Aisha, who followed the stars, believing they guided her to water. Carlos, who read the shifting sands for signs of hidden streams. Mira, who chanted ancient mantras to call forth the oasis. And Jamal, who carried tools to dig for water where the land seemed firm. Each believed their way was the true path. Aisha scoffed at Carlos's sand reading, calling it superstition. Carlos dismissed Mira's chants as wasted breath. Mira thought Jamal's digging was brute force, without faith. Jamal, ever practical, saw the other's methods as distractions from his proven techniques. As they bickered, night fell, and exhaustion set in. They rested, each under their own sky, though the stars above them were one and the same. When dawn came, Aisha looked up and saw not just her stars, but constellations she had never named before. Carlos noticed patterns in the sand that matched his own traditions, but also held new shapes, whispers from lands he knew nothing of. Mira's chants took on a new rhythm, harmonizing with the others' murmurs without effort. To their surprise, they found themselves standing at the edge of an oasis, lush and untouched by any one path alone. They realized then that each tradition had been a mirror, reflecting not just their own wisdom, but also glimpses of the larger truth. The water did not belong to Aisha's stars or Carlos's sands or Mira's chants or Jamal's tools. It was there for all who knew how to listen.
Structure et technique.
1. Observation and mapping. Like Carlos reading the sands, teams can learn to observe patterns, whether in data, behavior, or their environment. This involves noting recurring themes, synchronicities, or signs that emerge naturally. It's about tuning into the rhythms of a system rather than imposing order. Practice. Hold weekly pattern spotting sessions where team members share observations from their work or interactions. Use visual maps to represent how different elements, e.g., customer feedback, team dynamics, market trends, intersect. 2. Rhythmic synchronization. Borrowing from Mira's chants, teams can use rhythmic practices, structured meetings with cadence, shared rituals like a daily 5-minute sync, or even musical elements, to align without losing individuality. This taps into the science of entrainment and collective effervescence, where rhythm creates coherence. Practice. Introduce a short, daily ritual, e.g., starting meetings with a 30-second group breath or chant. Experiment with rhythmic structures in work processes, e.g., time box sprints with built-in reflection periods. 3. Reflective integration. Inspired by Aisha's stargazing, teams can hold regular reflective practices where members share insights from their own traditions, personal methods, cultural backgrounds, or wisdom sources. The goal is to see how these mirrors reflect a deeper, shared reality. Practice. Monthly mirror sharing sessions where team members bring a tradition, quote, or practice that resonates with them and reflect on its meaning for the team. Use prompts like, how does this tradition or wisdom mirror our current challenges or opportunities? Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Traditions as mirrors. Traditions are not external rules, but internal reflections, like mirrors held up to the soul. They reveal what we already know at profound levels, often through rituals, stories, or practices that resonate with our innate structure. To see a tradition as a mirror is to recognize it as a lens for perceiving deeper truths about ourselves and reality, rather than as a dogma to follow. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What tradition, practice, or wisdom from your own life or culture feels like a mirror reflecting something deeper about you or your team? 2. Middle searing. How might your most cherished beliefs or methods be limiting your ability to see the fullness of truth that other traditions or perspectives hold? 3. End. If your team could design a practice that blended insights from multiple traditions, what would it look like, and how might it change the way you work together? The body. Traditions are not roads that lead us somewhere, but mirrors that reflect who we already are. They are not dogmas to cling to or heresies to reject. They are lenses through which we can see the intricate dance of reality more clearly. This chapter explores how teams can learn from diverse wisdoms, not by adopting one over another, but by seeing them as expressions of a deeper, universal play, Lila. At its heart, Lila is the divine play that underlies all complexity, self-organizing systems, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems where order arises not from force but from fluidity, not from control but from alignment with real complexity. Traditions, when viewed as mirrors, do not impose meaning. They reveal it. They are apertures through which healing, understood here not as an act of the self, but as a property of reality, moves. Healing is not something we do to ourselves or our teams. It is something that happens when we clear apertures, the spaces where light, or in this case, coherence, can flow. Traditions, like cleared apertures, allow us to see beyond our usual frameworks and glimpse the larger patterns at play. Whether it's the stars Aisha follows, the sands Carlos reads, Mira's chants, or Jamal's tools, each tradition is a way of tuning into the same underlying rhythm of reality. For teams, this means moving beyond the trap of best practices or rigid methodologies. Instead, teams can learn to see their own practices as mirrors, reflecting not just their own wisdom but also glimpses of what other traditions, internal or external, might offer. The key is not to adopt one tradition over another, but to see how they all point toward the same playfulness at the heart of reality. This aligns with living systems theory and developmental approaches, where systems evolve through feedback loops, not linear progress. It's about autopoiesis, the process of self-creation and dissipative structures, where order emerges from chaos when certain conditions are met. Teams that can see their own traditions, ways of working, cultural norms, personal habits, as mirrors will find they can align with real complexity rather than fighting against it. Divine play, Lila, is not about randomness or chaos. It's about the intelligent fluidity that allows systems to self-organize. It's the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, not a force pulling things toward you, but a natural tendency for aligned systems to cohere when apertures are cleared. Teams that learn to see traditions as mirrors. Architecting team coherence. A map for action. Tuning fork. Morning light plays. Team breathes as one body. Divine laughter swirls. Team coherence emerges not from control, but from surrender to the play of complexity. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Lacasse theory, citation needed. Parable, the orchestra without a conductor. Once, in a city where teams were as common as birds in the sky, there lived an orchestra that had no conductor. They played not because they followed a baton, but because each musician listened to the others, adjusting not by rule, but by instinct. One day, a new violinist joined them. She was young and eager, but her fingers moved too fast, her notes sharp like crystals. The team wavered. Her energy was strong, but it did not yet blend with theirs. Some musicians played softer. Others fell silent, unsure how to harmonize with this new force. The violist, watching from the side, said nothing. She knew that harmony was not about matching speed or volume, but about rhythm, the hidden pulse beneath the music. So she began to play not in time with the others, but slightly ahead, creating space for the team to find their own tempo again. The new violinist, sensing this, slowed her fingers, her notes softening like wax under a flame. Soon they played as one, a single breath, many voices. There was no conductor, no script, only the joy of finding harmony in the moment. When asked how they did it, the violinist smiled and said, "We listen not to each other's notes, but to the silence between them." Structure and technique, the three pillars of team coherence. Team coherence is built on three simple yet powerful practices that scale over time. 1. The breath of alignment. Begin meetings, even virtually, with a shared breath, a moment where everyone pauses and breathes together. This synchronizes neural states, creating a container for collective intelligence. 2. The map of flow. Use a visual or auditory cue, e.g., a chime, a color shift, to signal transitions between topics or phases in work. Over time, teams learn to move with these cues, reducing friction and increasing fluidity. 3. The mirror game. In pairs or small groups, one person leads a movement or sound while the other mirrors it with a slight delay. This builds empathy and attunement, translating into deeper collaboration over time. These practices are not about changing behavior, but about shifting attention, tuning into the team's hidden rhythm. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Team coherence. Team coherence. The emergent property of a group where individual actions, intentions, and outputs align with the collective field without suppression or forced harmony. It is not consensus or unity of thought, but the ability to move together like a school of fish or a flock of birds, each entity free within the pattern. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your team's work do you feel the most alive, as if time and effort dissolve into flow? 2. Searing middle. What is one assumption about your team that, when let go, could unlock a deeper coherence? 3. End. If your team had a single rhythm that defined its work, what would it sound like? How would you recognize it in the next week? The body, divine play, and team coherence. Team coherence is not built by force or design. It emerges from the play of complexity, the same force that shapes galaxies and ants' nests alike. This is Lila, the divine play, not randomness, but the intelligence that dances at the edge of order and chaos.